This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Very on brand today. We'll get back to Steph Diggs and the Patriots.
Yeah.
Later on in the program. Whatever was going on that boat. Thoughts on Drake May and the offense yesterday. Thoughts on Vrabel being tested by Steph Diggs. And your thoughts on that boat video, which has now gone beyond viral. It's turned into a major talking point. 617-779-7937. We have a 60-second plan. Each of us have a 60-second plan to fix the Red Sox. If you want to go on the clock, you can. 617-779-7937. We'll hear all your plans on how to fix the Red Sox. I bet there's a lot of overlap.
I think there might be a lot of overlap
because it's so obvious.
There are some obvious things to do.
It's so
for
obvious
this team.
How to fix the Red Sox. We want all your plans. We'll give you ours in just a moment. However, Keith, a reminder to all the people out there.
Yes.
We're on our way to Newport after the show.
Yep.
I'll be there a little before Keith tonight, but we'll both be at the landing tonight from 7:30 to 9:30.
Hell yeah.
A little shindig tonight.
I've already been promised one gift.
I've already been promised that I'm on the hook for the dinner bill.
Oh, yeah, so you're paying for dinner. Good luck with that.
Keith is getting a gift from, was it Allen in Nashville?
Yeah.
33 years in the music industry.
And it's something corn-related.
Yes.
The band, not the food.
K-O-R-N, yes.
That's right. Backwards R.
Yes.
Hell
just in case you're confused. It's a listening medium out there. So just in case you're confused.
What if it's just like a CD? It's like, here's their fourth studio album, Issues.
I like Nick's theory that it's a lock of a dread. I like that.
Oh,
theory.
Jonathan Davis dread?
A piece of Jonathan Davis
stinks.
Dread.
Maybe it's his bagpipes.
Could be his bagpipes.
I got to hold the bagpipes all night.
It's a smaller gift.
I'm thinking pick. We had a...
Like a guitar pick.
Yeah.
Sure.
Paul on Twitter tweeted at us.
Oh, nice.
As you do on Twitter.
Sure.
He said he's seen Korn 33 times. And he's only gotten one pick.
Man.
And he has a picture of a pick. It says monkey on it and everything.
Wow.
I feel like if you go that many times, you deserve like the mic stand.
Yeah. You should be able to sing a song. Oh, his mic stand. Best
his mic stand's cool.
Best mic stand ever.
I'm unaware of this.
It's a topless woman.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, indeed.
Hello.
How am I not
That's
in on
my
this?
Algorithm. Not yours. Mine.
All right. So you're promised a gift tonight.
Yep.
JP in North Providence wants us to stay out a little late so he can come drop by.
All right.
Can do. Ray on Twitter. He says, Keith, I need you, Billy, and Terp. He leaves out Nick for some reason. Not to interfere when I give Jones an atomic wedgie and throw him off the docks.
Atomic wedgie into the water. Huh?
So get ready for that.
All right.
That's the assault,
brother.
That's the landing tonight. And then we'll be piggybacking on the Greg Hill Road Show tomorrow at the Lobster Bar.
Love it.
In Newport, it's a Greg Hill Show, Road Show, After Show with Jones and Keith tomorrow, 10 to 2, Lobster Bar, Newport. Again, we'll get to your Red Sox plans here, 617-779-7937. Let's go on the clock. 60-second plan to fix the Red Sox.
Right.
You want to go first?
I'll go first.
Here
we go.
Put him on the clock.
All right, first thing I do, I put Alex Cora on the hot seat. If Alex Cora and the Red Sox are not in playoff contention at the All-Star break, he's done. I'm firing him in season if they don't have at least a wild card spot by the All-Star break. The obvious thing would be call up Roman Anthony. So you do that. You do that right away. Here's going to be your new-looking lineup. Christian Campbell, you're already learning to play to first base. You're now the first baseman. Trevor Story, get ready to relearn second base, buddy. You're now the second baseman. Rafael Devers, you are going back to third until Bregman plays. So you're at third base. Marcelo Meyer, you're at shortstop the rest of the way. My outfield is Jaron Duran, Rafaela, and Willy Abreu. Roman Anthony is now the DH. Until Devers moves back to DH, then Roman Anthony takes an outfield spot and Sadon Rafaela becomes a Swiss Army knife. That's what you're doing with that group. I also allow Garrett Crochet to throw over 100 pitches when your bullpen is taxed. That's right. The ace of the team, who was three-time Hoss of the Week here on Jones and Keefe, he can throw 100 pitches in a start.
Wow. Really going to let him let it rip there.
Let it rip. He's the ace.
I'm going to tell you, we have a good plan. Shockingly similar plan.
It's right there in front of you.
It tells you how obvious it is to fix this stupid team.
That's right.
And, it's still early in the off day, Keith. I mean, they got a lot of time to make moves. They could call up Anthony.
That's right.
They could bench people. They could fire people.
Move some positions. Although it feels like the...
Like they're going to do nothing.
It feels like
but there is time to do something.
Story's going to stay at short. And Devers is going to stay at DH, and it's going to sort of and Anthony is going to stay in the minors, and Cora is going to stay as the manager, and then you're going to be like, all right,
he's going to run it back, and it'll they're just going to have their fingers crossed. It's going to go better against Atlanta.
Well, they've had buzzer's luck.
Then it did.
They had buzzer's luck. They lose all these one run games
against Milwaukee.
How can that happen?
So there you go. That's Keefe on the clock. His 60-second plan to fix the Red Sox. You ready?
Yep.
All right, put me on the clock, Nick. Let's fix the Red Sox in 60 seconds. I start by firing Cora. He hasn't made the playoffs since 2021. The team is underachieved. One World Series, 533 win percentage. Same as John Farrell. Alex Cora, you can Spider-Man meme with Farrell while you're waiting for your next job. I tell Devers, get up off your fat ass. Go grab a glove. Take grounders at first and third. You'll get your previous wish of playing third base, finally, until Bregman comes back. Then you're the first baseman for this team. Now your biggest ego, Cora, gone. Your second biggest ego, Devers, is in check. I'm going to call up Roman Anthony. He's the top prospect in baseball. He's mashing in Worcester. He can play the outfield. He can play some DH. He's at the big leagues. I'm moving Trevor Story to second base, which clears the way for Meyer to play short. Campbell can play first until Bregman comes back. Then he moves to second. Outfield is Anthony, Duran, Abreu. Rafael is your utility. Story is eventually on the bench. And I lean on Garrett Crochet. I hope he doesn't break down and carry us to the playoffs. That's how you fix the Red
playoffs.
Sox in 60 seconds.
Yeah, a lot of overlap. The only I'm just of the not Devers at first, but I at least get it. That's I think we're our biggest difference.
You have Cora on the hot seat, but he's on notice.
Like,
dig your way out or you're out.
Yeah, and I also, how close are you to, if you ask Devers to play third and he says no, and then you ask him a fifth time to play first and he says no, and he's hitting the cover off the ball, at what point do you trade him? Like, consider trading him, make calls about trading him? Because if he's hitting really well and a team says, we'll just take him as a DH, might not be a sell low.
Not to give him an out. No, I agree with that. Not to give him an out. Isn't that a way easier move to make in the offseason? Like, that's probably a tough one to make at the deadline. Not impossible.
Yeah, probably. I think somebody with, like, all that term, right? It's not like a rental. But, I mean, if a team wants to make a massive splash in season.
I think in season you just limit your
it's
options.
Tough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the Mets would be in. I'm sure other teams would be in. But you're talking about teams that are really in it with a big payroll that are willing to take on salary. The offseason, I think you open yourself up to more. But I personally, I'd be fine with it. I mean, if he is hamstringing your roster right now. Your roster is, let me put that in past tense, hamstrung because of him. And you're playing the Nick Sogards of the world. David Hamilton's never played third. He's doing that in a game. And you're doing it because Devers won't move. So, yeah, Devers is hitting. And you could say, just hit. I don't care where you play. I'm not in that camp.
No.
He's ruining two other positions on the field because he won't move. He has Roman Anthony blocked in AAA because he won't move. So that's it's not just about how he's producing. It's the production he's preventing by staying at DH and selfishly not even taking a ground ball, which, you know, Keith, I was wrong about this. I thought on the last homestand we would at least get the optics of him shuffling over and taking a grounder first.
He's not playing the field.
No. He doesn't want to anyway, although Cora has the door more ajar at first than at third, which remains mind-boggling.
beyond strange.
We get the same text over and over and over and over and over again.
All right.
From a
love the consistency.
Rhode Island number. Perhaps we'll see you, sir or ma'am.
Hopefully we do.
At the landing tonight or at the lobster bar tomorrow. It's a 401 number. They tell us we're drinking the Kool-Aid.
No, we're not.
We're too easy on Breslow. I mean, basically, he's saying Breslow put the roster together, and we should put more blame on the GM. I think this goes way beyond a talent issue, but are we going too easy on Breslow?
I don't know. I mean, Madfo was in here earlier, and he was ripping the team left and right. But he correctly pointed out, this offseason, Breslow signed Bregman, signed Chapman, lesser returns Walker Buehler, and traded for Garrett Crochet. That all seems like a win to me.
Those are, like, outside of Devers, your best players.
Those guys, right. It's your best pitcher, your closer, and your second-best hitter until he got hurt. So, like, those were all good moves. I would say both Breslow and Cora together fumbled the communication with Devers, and it really backfired on him. And I would even put it more on Cora because who knows the player better? Who knows how he might react? First of all, Cora's a human. I don't know if Breslow is. He's a robot. I don't know if you really understand emotions like that.
But I think Breslow's poor communication was in the lead up to signing Bregman. That's fine if you want to put that on Breslow. Everything since is on the manager, to me. And I actually applaud Breslow for going into the clubhouse and trying to meet with Devers. I give him credit for that because Cora refused to do
it. He wouldn't even do it.
The initial communication, you're right. Some of that's on Breslow for sure. Everything since, that's on Cora.
Yeah.
And that really is the fireable offense. It's not just the in-game management of the bullpen and pinch hitting for this guy and pinch running for that guy, and it blows up in your face. And even the poor defense and the poor approach, like, all of that's on Cora on some level. But the whole way he's handled Devers, that to me is what's fireable.
I do blame Breslow for just zero playing at first base after Casas.
That's fair.
It's not exactly Mr. Iron Man that you're replacing. I mean, it's not like you had Cal Ripken. You're like, well, we never thought somebody was going to play there.
But what if the plan was, they're like, well, Devers will go there. If anybody gets hurt, will do it.
But your plan can't be just like kept quietly in your head. You need to communicate that plan and get like the okay from
that's fair.
From the actual replacement.
That's fair.
So that was a miss. Is it only Breslow's decision as to why Roman Anthony isn't up? Because this is where, if the texter wants to start blaming Breslow for stuff, then maybe I would assume Alex Cora would want the best players available to him in his dugout.
I don't put that on Cora. Yeah. Maybe this is where I've gone too easy on Breslow. I think that's really more of an ownership thing. I mean, ownership wants to manage these contracts a certain way and, you know, manipulate service time. But Breslow's probably on board with that.
But he did say, like, he must. So even if Henry, who actually, I don't even know if Henry could name the prospects. But if you were like.
But Henry wants to save money.
He wants to save money. Yeah. That's for sure. But when Bregman got hurt, Breslow must have cleared it with Henry. And was like, well, we're calling Meyer up. And he's like, yeah, call Meyer up. So then Meyer gets called up. The team is bottoming out. You can't then go to him. It's like it's the equivalent of a big injury and be like, hey, we need Roman Anthony.
It's true.
I would think he would say, sure.
So you heard our plans. They weren't quite a Venn diagram, but there's a lot of overlap. Yes. Cora's on notice and or fired. Yes. Roman Anthony's up with the big club. Story's on his way to the bench. Rafaela's on his way to the bench. Devers is going to play somewhere, hopefully, in the field. You can jump in with your plans. 617-779-7937. Nick, let's put Gary in Milford on the clock. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Great to talk with you.
Great, sure.
Two quick points. I think Cora is trying to shoot his way out of town. I've always loved Cora, but I don't think he's handling the bullpen or the pitching staff well this year. But my real reason for calling is the lineup. I would love to have Campbell at first, Rafaela at second, Marcelo Meyer definitely at short, and then Bregman when he comes back at third. And then you have Anthony in left, Duran in center, and, of course, Abreu in right. What do you think?
Okay. I think that's... First of all, great timing. Impeccable timing.
I like it. Now, obviously, Bregman... So you still need to solve third for right now. I think long-term, Bregman's your guy, and Devers can DH. I think right now, you still need a third baseman. I do like how his plan does not involve Trevor Story.
Yeah, so Trevor Story
that's
to me...
That's a good one.
Trevor Story to me moves to second short-term. Same. I want Meyer at short.
But he's on alert.
Yeah, he's on alert, and to me, Devers go play third. I mean, that's my third base solution.
Would you rather have Rafaela every day at second or Story every day at second?
If Anthony's on the big club?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said yesterday Rafael is the guy I demote, and he had a good day, but he also ran into an out.
No, true.
And by demote, I mean move to the bench. I think Rafaela on the infield makes the more sense the more we talk about it.
I think so,
although
too.
Story did get a hit in extra innings.
Oh, screwed everybody
I
that
lost
took
my
the no
bet
hit.
Against the junk-balling lefty
the
in
no
extra
hit.
Innings.
Yeah.
It ruined my plus 100 bet. Just flush at hams.
I'm sorry to
but
hear
yeah,
that.
I think Story either way is on. I mean, he's getting interviewed and with Sean McAdam, which he did yesterday or yeah. the day prior, about how much of a struggle it's been and how hard he's trying, and that's great. You're trying really hard.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You might have, A, never been good outside of Coors,
that's
and
true.
B, you might just be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can go to the bench. I don't care how much they paid you. Go to the bench.
I think Rafaela, because I don't think you want every one of your guys playing multiple spots all the time. Rafael did it last year, and defensively he did it well. He actually also had a ton of RBI, but he was good in the field. So I would make him the one guy that moves. I think I would lock in Campbell, I'd lock in everybody, and then say, all right, if there's six games in a week, Rafaela maybe plays three of them. You know, give Story a break at second, give Abreu a break, give Duran a break or whatever. I know Duran plays almost every day, but
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like one of those guys, like you can jump in and still play a decent amount. And then that way, instead of like six guys playing multiple positions, you limit it to one.
Yeah, and look, you want to blame Breslow for something while we're talking about Rafaela. And we mentioned this early in the show, but I'll direct it to Breslow. I mean, he's the one who handed out the extension to Bayo. He's the one who handed out the extension to Rafaela. He's the one who handed out the extension to Campbell, which is much smaller sample size, and maybe you still feel better about that one. Those are three extensions that have not worked. So I'll put that on Breslow for sure.
How soon are you sending Campbell back down to the minors to figure stuff out? It's getting pretty dicey. And, like, the throw yesterday is one thing, but he's not even hitting. Like, I would take...
I just think they need him.
Well, but he's...
I know he's not doing anything, but then what? David Hamilton?
He's swapping for Von Grissom.
More Trevor...
No, but it's,
I don't want to do any of that.
But like, it's almost more for Campbell's sake.
I get that.
Like, is he for the month of May, you ready for this?
I'd go a longer leash. I would go a longer leash on him.
So, again, OPS is a stat that a lot of people use. Both statisticians and laymen use OPS.
Sure.
Famously, it is on base plus slugging.
Yeah, these are two numbers added together.
So you take whatever your on base may be.
It should be a high number.
And whatever your slugging may be. And you add them together.
Yeah.
Do you know what, for the month of May, Christian Campbell's OPS is?
I'm going to guess, no. It's under 700, that's for sure. Six something?
What if I told you it was 335?
Not great, Bob.
Dude, 335.
I'd tell you, where'd you get my beer league softball numbers from is what I would tell you.
335.
Yeah.
What's Aaron Judge's batting average?
Well, maybe I have a shorter lead.
401 now, I think.
Maybe I have a shorter lead. Yeah, Aaron Judge is hitting 400. This guy's OPS is 3-something for the last month.
There are six guys in the major. No, look, there are seven guys in the majors with a higher batting average than
seven!
Campbell's OPS
nice.
For the month.
Here's what I would do. I would stop moving him all over the place.
Same.
That I would do.
Pick a spot.
And then if that doesn't solve the hitting woes, then you got to send him down. When is that? Is that 2 weeks? I don't know. But
Rookie Jacob Wilson's hitting 353.
I would give him more time. Oh, yeah, no, that's a guy. Came right up.
Rookie of the year favorite.
Helping the ace. They weren't afraid to call him up.
Nope, Sacramento having a nice time.
Called up everybody.
Yeah, they're like, we don't have any players.
It's true.
We're playing in the minor league stadium anyway. We might as well
That's
promote
a good
all these guys.
When you already play in a minor league stadium, I guess that does feel a little different. 617-779-793.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
3-7, those are our solutions to fix the Red Sox in just 60 seconds. If you missed it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. We'll take your thoughts as well. You can go on the clock for 30 seconds. Again, you know the number. Plus, let's get back to the offense. An uneven day for Drake May and
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.